This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris
Farley. He told as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to the U.S. border with Mexico to prevent what he's called a caravan of migrants from being able to cross the border.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders.
I'm Robert Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
The accused synagogue shooter is due in federal court today. Robert Bauer is now charged with 44 criminal counts, up from 29. A new federal indictment includes additional charges for religious hate crimes, firearms, and causing injury to police officers. Bauer is to be arraigned in federal court in Pittsburgh. President Trump's disputing the idea that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution protects birthright citizenship. He told a crowd at that rally in Fort Myers, Florida last evening, the 14th Amendment makes it clear that illegal immigrants are not granted birthright citizenship because they are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. A dangerous storm system is bringing severe weather to 10 states, from Louisiana to New York today. Very heavy rain could cause flooding in the Ohio Valley. Remember, you can find us online anytime at our newly redesigned website at usaradio.com.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Starting today, Americans can purchase health care from the Obamacare Marketplace. For the sixth straight year, the Affordable Care Act is opening its marketplace so Americans can sign up for care, and it's scheduled to be open for 6 weeks, half as long as it used to be. It will be the first time consumers can purchase short-term health plans that will have lower costs and offer less coverage. Republicans backing that plan to help lower costs, but Democrats warn that many will discover too late that many pre-existing conditions are not covered, and they'll have to pay out of their own pocket for some basic health services. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the City Council not seeing eye to eye on how to house the homeless in the Big Apple. Some council members joining advocates on the steps of City Hall yesterday to push for new legislation, a bill that would force apartment buildings constructed with city subsidies to have a 15% of their units earmarked for the homeless. CBS New York is reporting the mayor doesn't support that legislation. His office says the mayor already has a plan to build housing for the homeless and argues that this policy would limit the mayor's initiatives. And many of Aretha Franklin's personal items will be going up for auction next week at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. Nearly 60 items, including some of her performance outfits. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, right off the bat, we've got a real treat for you. You know, as we always say, we're givers here, you know, so... we're in a giving attitude. We've got an official new Bill Martinez Live t-shirt available for you. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me to be put, either you want your name in the hopper, make sure you include your address here. And the t-shirt, you're going to love it. It's inspired by Jen Godson Chandler. If you remember, when we talked to her about her movie Saving Faith, there was a recurring line in that movie, God's got this, right? So I said, that's a t-shirt. And so we had a t-shirt printed up. Our good friends at Hands-On Originals out of North Carolina did it for us. Great job. You're going to love it. And really nice, a very soft feel, and you'll be walking around with this t-shirt. God's got this, you know, so relevant to any kind of situation or yourself for that matter. I mean, that's what you're announcing to everybody, that God's got this, and God's got us, our lives in his hands. So it's an awesome t-shirt. All you got to do is just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll put you in the hopper, get your name gone, and hey, we got the official Bill Martinez Live t-shirt, the latest edition, coming to you. All right. Hey, with us right now, John Guandolo, a counterterrorism expert who created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program, former FBI agent assigned to counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C., founder of Understanding the Threat, and co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. By the way, congratulations on Understanding the Threat. You're releasing the Powerful 2 DVD set, 5.5 hours detailing Sharia. Wow.
Yes, we are. We're pretty excited about it. It was quite a quite an adventure to get that all put together, but we're excited about it, and hope the viewers and your listeners are as well.
No political correctness here, right?
No, not at all.
This is 5.5 hours of understanding the threat and what Sharia is all about. A couple of quick highlights and what people can look forward to with this DVD and how they can get their hands on it, John.
Well, let me just start by saying this. The entire enemy in this war, and what I mean by that is whether we're talking about ISIS or Al-Qaeda, whether we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood or individual jihadis that have attacked places like Fort Hood, Boston, you know, Seattle, San Bernardino, Orlando, including the Organization of Islamic Conference in their Cairo Declaration, which they served in as an official document to the United Nations, where they say that Sharia is their only source of reference to deal with the non-Muslim world with regards to human rights in official documents. They all say that Sharia is the basis for everything they do, that they are Muslims waging jihad to establish an Islamic state under Sharia. And so since 9/11, the United States government has not actually looked at Sharia. And the problem with that is that our warfighting doctrine says when an enemy comes at you, that professional analysis begins with who they are and why they say they're fighting. Mm-hmm. And Sharia is the basis for everything this enemy is doing. So I thought it was a great idea to put together a comprehensive package in a DVD like this on Sharia. And so we walked through what it is, what its foundation is, and what it says. But it's myself and a guy named Chris Gobbets, who went undercover inside Hamas in the United States back in 2008. And Chris and I share our experiences. We share authoritative Sharia, and we use primary sources that are taught here in the United States as well as overseas. But we also show them talking about it, their key sources and key leaders saying exactly what it says. And when you see how uniform it is and how straight across the board they are, I think that's what shocks people the most.
I think sometimes, John, people think it's such a small radical element of in the Muslim faith and of Islam, and that you know, they can be somewhat discounted. Are we being duped here?
Yes, I mean, I think one of the things that we do a good job at in this, as understanding the threat in general, and in this this DVD series, is we demonstrate, look, you've got, they're teaching it to 12-year-olds in Islamic schools all over the United States and Europe. Mm. Here they are, here's a group of people, hundreds of people being asked, you know, is this what you believe? And they're all raising their hands saying, yeah, of course this is what I believe. You've got people walking the streets of the United States being interviewed, saying, hey, you know, do you agree that people who mock the prophet should be killed? And, you know, from a sweet little old lady to just guys in the street, they're all like, well, of course,
yes.
If you're a Muslim, you have to believe that.
And they're answering this in the United States.
That's right. And so you get the understanding, and that's why we do this, to show that this is not radical. This is mainstream thought, because we demonstrate this is what they teach their children. It's what the highest schools of Islamic jurisprudence say and have always said. And that's the key, that this, what ISIS and Al-Qaeda say is a requirement for Muslims in Islam, is mainstream Islamic teaching.
Exactly. Well, John, is this the kind of you know, presentation that you would give to the FBI?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing I would brief national security staffs on. It's the kind of thing we have briefed leaders on, citizens on, police on, because you cannot engage, as a great example, as a businessman going over into Muslim countries to discuss one of many topics, if you don't understand Sharia as the basis for how they view the entire world, then it's going to affect you. If you're a military leader and you're going to war, as we have done, and you don't know this, you can't win the war. If you are at the local police level and you don't understand this, then you are missing out in significant investigations. And one simple example is, in Islamic law, it requires that 1/8 of all zakat collected, which is mandatory for all Muslims every year. It's obligatory financial giving that all Muslims are required under Sharia to pay. And there are thousands of organizations all over the United States that collect zakat, Islamic organizations. If you don't know that 1/8 of zakat goes to jihad, which our legal system defines as terrorism, well, then you're missing out on potential investigations at the local state level in your jurisdiction. That's just one little example.
Well, there's so much to be understood, and it is all part of this Understanding the Threat release, this powerful 2-DVD set. And, of course, you can go to their website. We'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. We've got a break for just a few minutes. So stay with us. John Guandolo is with us from UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Bill Martinez.
Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Why is everybody always picking on me?
President Trump is not a fan of yours.
No, I'm not a fan of his either. I mean, I do believe the man ought to lose his job. I guess that makes us equal. My grandmother used to have this saying, never, ever, ever wrestle with pigs. She said, because you both get dirty, but the pig actually likes it.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
And that was important for me because what I realize is what DeSantis and Trump want to do is to drag me into the gutter.
Yeah.
But, right? because they can survive getting dirty.
We saw what happened with the pipe bomber, with a person who believed Donald Trump when he said the press is the enemy of the people, and he acted on it. Donald Trump is not responsible for that man, but knowing that his words had that impact, will he retire that phrase now? Because what's to stop it from happening again? And so going forward, knowing that his words caused that man to act, he is responsible.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Bill Martinez live.
Well, elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, we always hear it. You know, this is the most consequential, but it seems that when we are so close and have been so close to really, I think, and I don't think we're over dramatizing this, losing this democratic republic, the compromises on our liberties, what's happened in terms of interpretation or lack thereof of our Constitution, it is all on the line here. And it seems like this is the case because, you know, the problem is when you've ignored a problem, it catches up on you. You can only kick it so far down the road before it starts rolling back upon you. And I think this is the case here in terms of what has happened with our government. This is a government up for by we the people. It commands us to be activated. And so don't forget to go out there and pull the lever. Don't listen to all this rhetoric that says, oh, I got to hold my nose. Look at this is your government. In a democracy, you have the government that you vote and you deserve. So if you believe you deserve different, then go out there, pull the lever for that which you feel is going to give you the most liberty and be consistent with the U.S. Constitution. Our conversation with John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat continues. John, real quick, I know people are going to be excited to get their hands on this powerful 2-DVD set that is just releasing. So how can they get their hands on them?
Well, it is available right now at understandingthethreat.com at our online store. Mm-hmm. And definitely encourage people to get it and share it with others, because the more we understand Sharia, I think in this war against the Marxist and Islamic counterstate, you have to know the Communist Manifesto, you have to know Rules for Radicals, and you have to know Sharia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, a couple of other things I want to talk about. Recently, of course, this attack on Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh synagogue. You write that it is a microcosm of the entire war. How's that?
Well, because, number one, if you look at the information campaign around it, just to lead up into this segment, listening to what you all just played on the radio, there's a big information campaign around it, right? The other side, the Marxist Party of America, also known as Democrats at the national level, you know, saying this is Mr. Trump's fault, this is President Trump's fault, when in fact, just like the shooter in Alexandria, Virginia, who shot a congressman at a baseball game, was a President Obama supporting Democrat. Here you have a guy who's a President Obama supporting Donald Trump hating Nazi. And when you look at that, he does this action, kills 11 people, we have this information campaign, and then you have the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh come out and say that we've raised over $100,000 for the synagogue, and everyone falls all over themselves. Well, when you realize that synagogue, that mosque, the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, is owned by the Muslim Brotherhood, and its leaders are Muslim Brothers, whose stated objective is to establish an Islamic state under Sharia and destroy all Jews, well, then the question has to be, okay, so they're not giving the money just because they're nice guys, so why are they giving the money?
Exactly.
And you realize it's complete propaganda. Mm-hmm. And so this really does, as a microcosm of the war, because the primary war is the deception, is in the information realm. And they did the same thing after the Fort Hood shooting, when the Islamic Society of North America, a leading Muslim Brotherhood organization, gave money to the families of the victims of Fort Hood, when it was an Islamic jihadi that killed all those people.
Of course. And then you have President Obama declaring it as a workplace as workplace violence. Not even close to exactly what it was, right?
That's exactly right. And this is the point, is anything to keep it away from what it really is. And it doesn't matter that it's whether it's the Marxist side or the Islamic side. It's all about keeping people off. And then, you know, you've got the whole lead up to this where the Democrats bomb themselves. And I put bomb in quotes because they send an inert objects right. that are supposed to look like bombs to all these key Democrats. And the way that they were delivered, the manner in which they were delivered, ensured that it would go through a process where it would be inspected and discovered. Again, mm-hmm. this is a propaganda campaign at that time, 2 weeks out from the election. Now this shooting, just over a week out from the election, all meant to affect the way Americans view all of these issues. It's completely...
Right. And to have sympathy for the Democrats. I mean, I was thinking cynically at one point, John, that, you know, Elizabeth Warren was going, hey, come on, somebody send me a bomb. Where's my bomb? I mean, you know, because they were sent to, you know, these, as you said, profile purported candidates for 2020 in large part. So thought it was, you know, it was rather manufactured.
Right. That's exactly right. And this is where we are. And I will tell you, though, Bill, in watching the response on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and then just watching across the board how this is being reported in media outlets, quite frankly, that are thoughtful, like yours, the Americans, the 60 million people that support this president, or whatever the number is, I suspect the number is significantly higher than that, but the 60 million voters that voted for this president are all, it's almost like they immediately dismissed this for what it was, just a complete fraudulent piece of propaganda, and everyone moved on.
Exactly.
Which I thought was brilliant, and it shows that the American voter and the American patriot is much more astute than the Marxists and the jihadis think they are.
But they have to stay in tune here, John. You cannot relax because, you know, this being the information age, I mean, people are getting pummeled in all directions, whether it is, you know, maybe heretofore reliable news sources in the past. Some of these mainstream media outlets have just gone overboard. And, you know, whether they are knowingly complicit or not, you know, we need to be on guard to understand that, you know, we live in this information age where, as some have said, there's so much knowledge abounding, but yet such little understanding of the facts.
That's absolutely right. But I really do believe that the people that are paying attention, that number is growing. And when I say that, by paying attention, I'm talking about the things you're talking about, is that they're actually listening, they're learning, and they're realizing, okay, these things we're seeing, this is just from the Kavanaugh hearing, which I think they overextended themselves wildly and demonstrated for the world.
They exposed themselves, John.
They really did. themselves. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's good. And I think the people, the patriots, the thoughtful men and women of this country who are able to discern the truth from the lies, they do understand that this is not, the Democrat Party is no longer the party of Harry Jackson, Harry Truman and Scoop Jackson.
Exactly.
This is the Marxist Party of America, and they represent something that's abhorrent to our founding principles and our founding fathers.
I know for some Americans that's hard to hear about their Democratic Party, but as many have said, John, they didn't leave the party. The party has left them. And this Marxism that's on display, I mean, you've got to call it for what it is for the same reason you have to call Sharia for what it is. If you fool yourself otherwise, then, you know, there are going to be some dire consequences. He is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of enemy threats. Thank you, John.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box.
Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally.
That's President Trump leaving the White House late yesterday, heading to Florida for a campaign rally. He told reporters he may send as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to the U.S. border with Mexico to prevent what he's called a caravan of migrants from being able to cross the border.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders.
I'm Robert Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you I get to see.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, you know, when you pause for a moment and you count every blessing, boy, what that does for your day, what that does for your attitude. And as we realize that God blesses us so that we can go out and be a blessing. And I pray that would be your experience today, and that you would realize the blessings of God in a whole new and dramatic manner. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Counterculture Mom Time right now with Tina Marie Griffin. Lots to talk about, Tina Marie. Always good to have you with us, especially in light of Tuesday, a very important day that everybody should have on their calendar and emblazoned on their mind. This is when, you know, we get to voice our activism and concern for our country. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. You pull the lever and you reinforce to the electorate and to the deep state that, yes, you were serious about 2016, and you want to make sure that this is a government of, for, and by, we the people.
Amen to that. Everybody's going to be getting out of the woodwork. I set like 15 alarms for that day. And
yes.
I just pray we all get out there and be active, proactive, getting off the bench in the game. And anyone who complains about where our country is today but isn't voting really doesn't have a say. So let's get out there and do what we can and pray that everything that happens on Election Day is legal and that our votes count. And that people who shouldn't be voting aren't voting, and that dead people don't vote. If we can get that done, Bill, I think we'll have a good win.
Those doggone dead people. What is it about these dead people that keep wanting to vote? I mean, this zombie apocalypse that comes up. I think it's most amazing, you know, they die Republican and they come back Democrat.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I think it's just desperation. It blows my mind that this stuff is even happening. There's a lot of creative people out there. They're just using their creativity in the wrong manners. Let's pray to get on the right side, become believers, and be creative in some other aspects that are actually helping society, not harming it.
Yeah, we pray that at the end of the day, it gives glory to God. If it does that, then His will be done, and it will continue to go well for this country, and dare I say, not only this country, because as we know, what happens in America affects the entire world. So we're excited about this, and this is the opportunity to reinforce, we the people's mandate for how we want, this country to operate under constitutional law, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, not socialism. Real quick, you just got back from Baton Rouge, and about Save the Nation event. Speaking of which, how did it go?
It went absolutely fantastic. So many people are on fire. That's the encouraging thing. And to see that many teens show up, when the doors opened up and the whole session, the whole event began, you could feel God in that building. And it was so amazing. This is Tony Perkins' church, which is the pastor. And his son David was helping me out with sound. It was just neat to see a on fire family helping the Save a Nation tour, all the different speakers that were there, the people behind the scenes, the volunteers, everyone working together for one common cause, get the truth out there and get engaged in our culture. And that was God totally surpassed our expectations down in Baton Rouge. Excellent, excellent conference. I learned a ton and I was speaking there, but every time I go and partake in something like this, I'm even more on fire when I get back home.
Well, we often find ourselves teaching that which we ourselves most need to learn, I find, which is quite interesting, but encouraging for you and encouraging for us hearing about what's happening at these rallies like this, because it gives you some sense of comfort, because we hear so much from the mainstream media about millennials moving towards socialism, and of course we understand the current indoctrination that's happening on university campuses across this country.
Yes.
And it gives you some sense of dubiousness about the future of this country.
Exactly. And if you want more information about truthfornewgeneration.com, that's the website, truthfornewgeneration.com. We have about 6 to 7 events that we're planning for next year. It'll be updated weekly on where we're going to be. But this is parents tuning in. This is all an apologetics type conference. So if your kids are getting brainwashed in schools about evolution and same sex and LGBT agenda, how do we reach the lost? Because we know they're going to be promoting the opposite of God's word. That is what lost people do, because they don't know the truth is in Christ and what Christ says in the scripture. But how can we be in the world and not of it? And the only way to be in the world to help save a lost is to know God's word. And so an event like this not only teaches you God's word, but how to apply it in today's culture, how to be knowledgeable about things happening around us as far as in schools and education and pop culture. And what you can do with the talents God gave you to actually be engaged and to save these kids' lives. So many people are being deceived. Bill, the stories I heard about middle school students and what they are doing on school buses, sexually with other homeschool or other students on the school bus, blows my mind. Like the stories I heard, and then did you hear the story, not to get off topic, but it totally shows that media impacts people. Last week, right before I spoke, I had a friend text me from Missouri. She told we can get to this in a minute, but Riverdale season 3, she's talking about.
Yes, on Netflix, right.
Some other stuff. And she said, Tina, you keep talking about witchcraft in the music and the film and TV, because kids are watching these programs, especially Netflix. 90% of the shows that I'm researching on Netflix are demonic. They really are. And students who are watching them are wanting to carry out the scenes of these shows. Two middle school girls in Florida last week, 11 and 12 years old, brought weapons to school to dismember 15 classmates, leave their body parts in a bathroom by a doorway, and then they were going to kill themselves. And a vice principal knew that one student was missing from class, tracked them down, and they found text messages back and forth of what they wanted to carry out. Bill.
Wow.
This is happening in our culture today.
11 and 12 year old, Tina.
11 and 12 years old. They don't even know what they're doing.
Yes.
When we allow our minds to hear and watch and see demonic stuff, and we're allowing it into our homes, a lot of parents unaware, or some don't care, thinking it'll never impact my kids. These are parents saying, what in the world that my 11-year-old kid has this idea to do this? Where'd it come from? It's coming from pop culture, because Satan is infiltrating their minds with these ideas. Like Sabrina, the new TV show on Netflix, is teaching kids how to literally get involved in the occult, step by step.
Yes. Well, this is pretty crazy, and this is happening right with your eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, what's happening in universities, but I'm glad you brought this up particularly because this says that it's going into our lower grade schools as well.
Yes.
This thing is running rampant, you know, so parents need to be aware. And, you know, Tina, this is why we love having you on, because this is you're a watchman on the wall here. You are sending out a warning to families across this country.
Well, thank you, Bill, for giving me the opportunity, because I just know that when I go online today, and so many other people, it's not just me, are censored major. Facebook won't even allow me to post anything the last week. I had to go through five different avenues to finally get a post on my wall.
Mm.
So because we're being censored there, radio is where God has been leading me to do it, to reach more people quicker in a way where it's not censored. So thank you for not censoring.
Well, thank God for protecting us, because I got to tell you, you know, we run the edge. I mean, we run into problems even, you know, mentioning the name Jesus, you know. I love the name Jesus. Boy, you want to see a room scatter. You mention Jesus and people freak out. His name that every knee will bow to is so convicting that, you know, people, it's like, I go, well, what are you afraid of? You know, he's the one that died for your sins, that, you know, is desirous of your higher calling. And, you're fearful. You're running from the very thing that you need and you want so badly.
Yes.
But because the culture says it's not cool and, you know, it's not the thing to happen, that you want to, you know, live your life according to your own eyes and, do all these vile things that do not enhance, your family, your children, the culture. You know, we are to influence, you know, as the Bible says, we're to go out and take the good news to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. And so we have to look for, you know, those areas that are right before us in our neighborhood that we can influence. We've got more from Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom. She is loaded to bear here with all kinds of information that you need to be aware of that's happening right under your nose that is affecting your children. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bill Martinez. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got Tina back after this.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
This report is brought to you by Sears Home Services. When your home is full of guests for the holidays, the last thing you want to deal with is a maintenance problem. Appliances that don't work, an outdated kitchen, or a backed-up garbage disposal are ingredients for an unforgettable holiday gathering, and not in a good way. Home improvement expert Chip Wade shares some basic maintenance tips to avoid these issues this holiday season.
Avoid breakdowns by maintaining your appliances properly. For a DIY approach, remove the knobs of your stovetop and clean them separately. This reduces the possibility of cleaning solution dripping inside your unit and potentially causing it to malfunction. Freshen up your kitchen without breaking your budget. Give it a new coat of paint or change out the old hardware on your cabinets. Consider purchasing a home warranty to protect major appliances, like your washer and your dryer, and home systems like HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, which can help you when you need it the most.
For more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away.
Fresh and independent right here at the intersection of faith and country. I am Bill Martinez. Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom, is with us. You know, Tina, some people, you know, have asked, why are you always picking on Netflix? Well, we're not picking on Netflix. We're pointing things out that you need to be aware of. I mean, this is why we've all made individual decisions as to who we're going to support. This is why I'm no longer, you know, participating. I'm not a subscriber to Netflix, because they need to get the message and understand that this is inappropriate. I don't want this in my home, and I don't want this, you know, for my grandchildren or anything else. So, you know, it's just the way it is. You can choose to do whatever you want to do, just the same way as we're not going this year. You know, for us, an annual excursion is New York at Christmas. I love New York at Christmas. I love the theater, but I cannot go. I cannot support it. And we said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to go, we're going to go up a little bit further north and go to enjoy Sight and Sound, one of their fantastic shows there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Go hang with the Amish, maybe, and do something a little bit different this year. But we're not going to support, you know, and it breaks my heart, I got to tell you, because I love the theater. But yeah. Just like the NFL, you know, I'm stay in your lane. Do what it is that you're supposed to do. Entertain. It will go well with you. Don't make it in. We got enough politics and enough other things going on. But you chiming in on stuff, especially when you're not fully aware of what's going on. I'm sorry. It's sad, and I'm not going to participate in it.
Yeah, and it's really sad. And all I can say is, if you love the arts, if you're tuning in, if you got kids that want to go to L.A. or New York and pursue the arts, by all means, if they're prayed up and a bold, solid Christian kid, send them. Send them, because we need more people as Christians walking the bold faith in those areas, because it's so influential. I have a lot of Christian friends still in the film market, and there's a lot of great Christian films today because they're in the world, not of it, and it makes an impact. Now, not to rip on Netflix again, but I'm glad that you brought that up, because in Baton Rouge, when I was doing research on the recent shows on Netflix, there are a lot. That's why I bring it up, because so many kids, millions of kids, are impacted by Netflix. There's no really good way to shelter. I know there's a code. I'm still doing research with Parents Television Council to find out how can we block those certain programs. But for now, just so parents are aware, here are just a couple quick Netflix shows that get two thumbs down times 10 from Counterculture Mom. We have Lucifer that used to be on Fox. It was canceled back in June. Netflix picked it up, and their big slogan for that show was, I never thought I would hear the phrase, Lucifer has been saved. Hello.
Mm. Yes.
So he is looked upon as a good guy, and within one or two episodes that I watched, it shows how could God be so mean and kick Lucifer out of heaven. And, of course, he's looked upon as a good guy, putting the bad guys behind prison bars. But the problem is he's not the good guy, and the Bible is completely twisted, and kids are getting the wrong message. Anne with an E. We're like, yay, Anne of Green Gables is back. No, it's not. Anne with an E is on Netflix. It's been out now for a while, and there's five brand new characters brought onto the show that are living a lesbian lifestyle. Once again, warming people up that that's the okay thing to do. Fuller House. I was like, yay, Candace Cameron. We got her back from Full House in the 80s. Another two thumbs down. By the 13th episode, we had two women kissing and two guys kissing on Fuller House. And then, of course, you have 13 Reasons Why. We talked about it before. A lot of suicide promoted with 13 Reasons Why. And then we also have this brand-new show, Sabrina, which I want to get this out of here. Yes, it's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Mm. That just came out. A lot of people are warning parents about it. It's not the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the comedy. Yes. I actually worked on that show years ago. This is teaching kids about seances, other satanic activity, the occult, using getting into Wicca. And season two is already in the works. I mean, very demonic, symbolism galore. In fact, the Satanic Temple, the people from Detroit, Michigan, are suing, get a load of this, suing this show because they said that they are using the real satanic emblems in their TV show and they did not get permission from the Satanic Temple. Hello. Bill.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
parents just got to be aware of what's going on. And Netflix, you have to just talk to your kids about this. And if they download my app, Counterculture Mom app, they will get notifications on their phone for free. So they know how to have talking points with their kids, and I give them a ton of positive entertainment options to combat the satanic attack right now through Netflix.
The thing is amazing, Tina, is that the culture, the environment that our kids live in today, it's like it's been wallpapered with all this insane, crazy stuff. I mean, you even were mentioning to me about Stolen Innocence Photography, what
yes.
they're posting up. I mean, this is horrific what's going on here.
It is. I would say, parents, if you want to take a chance and check it out. It is Stolen Innocence Photography on Facebook. The name says it all. And they just did a couple months ago, a baby smash photography shoot. And I'm not joking. It's a woman that is dismembering and eating a baby.
Wow.
I'm not joking. And thousands of kids are looking at this woman's website and posting and commenting and sharing.
And part of you say, you know, ask why not? I mean, look at what we've done and how we've disrespected life. I mean, we just had the Gosnell movie out. And this is, you know, it needs to go to DVD because more people need to see this movie. It is so impactful. Gosh, Tina, I went to see it several times, and it was so quiet afterwards. You almost felt like you were in a funeral parlor afterwards. The impact that it had on the people who watched that movie, and more people needed to see what was going on, because the fact of the matter is, I mean, what I came away from, and it's the same thing I had with the conversation I had with Ann and Phelim, two of the producers of the Gosnell movie, in our early conversation with them when they were just writing the book. I said, how many more Gosnells are there? So they go, exactly, Bill.
Exactly.
We don't know because of political correctness, because this is like the holy grail of the 21st century for women in America. And you know, here it is. They want to protect women. They want to elevate women. But they don't care what's happening to women in abortion clinics, how they're being abused. You know, they talk about the horror of, you know, coat hanger, back alley abortions, which I still question how many of those actually went. occurred. And I'm only asking that question because everything is always exaggerated by the left and progressives. Just yes. As you're talking about in, you know, citing some of these movies and photography and all this, is that it's so horrific and exaggerated for what? You know, to drive their agenda so that we can, you know, somehow get our leaders to endorse the murder of 60 million babies.
I completely agree. And once again, I just want to let anyone tuning in and listening to this program, I've met so many women, especially silentnomore.org is a great website, of women that have had abortions in the past, and they used to justify abortion by saying it's totally fine, it's a woman's right to choose, and it's our body, and it's just a mass of fetal tissue. But when you dig in deep, a lot of women that are pro-choice or honestly pro-murder for the termination of that baby at any stage, it's because they have had abortions in the past and they want to justify or not realize and come to full fruition of what they did with the baby they killed in the past. However, people listening right now know that if you ask for forgiveness, God forgives, and your identity is not lying in the past of what happened to your previous babies you could have had. However, when we dig in deep and ask for forgiveness, we can now use the freedom in Christ to share about our horrific past experiences, become a pro-lifer, and help other women thinking they have no other choice walking into an abortion facility that, yes,
exactly,
you have the chance to give life.
Tina, it's chosen ignorance. And this is the sad part about this. And no question, I mean, this is rather crushing. I mean, to every woman and man that has been involved in the abortion process and have been complicit with it are crushed by the reality of what's happened. There's no doubt about it. And let's face it, Tina, I mean, God created women in such a way that they're nurturers. The whole abortion, you know, process is so counter their innate biology and psychology. And to have a child ripped out of their womb, which is what this abortion process does, it is so horrific that if they understood, and this is why the abortion clinics do not want sonograms to take place. They don't want a candidate to come in and be educated and understand what happens, because this is so antithetical to the very DNA and the core of a woman to nurture her child and to understand that it's not just like a tumor or some, you know, piece of excess meat that's being carved out. It is a human being. It is a baby that's being ripped out of their womb. And when they see this, it is so crushing, and in so many ways that's appropriate, but it's heartbreaking. And so, I can't imagine that women, that really want to protect, you know, women's rights and the rights of their children, how they can continue, you know, the truth has to come and meet them square in the face.
It has to. And then we have school systems today that are totally promoting a safe sex is throwing on a condom and birth control pills. That's why we have so many kids that are being brainwashed at 13 years old saying, go ahead, have sex.
13 years old.
They become a product for Planned Parenthood later on in life. I want to let people know, if they text the word guide, G-U-I-D-E, to the number 444-999, they'll get my free parent media guide. That will help them stay connected with me, get on my newsletter list, and get all blasts on their phones to know what's going on in pop culture. Bill, you're fantastic. Keep it up.
Well, no, you're the one, and I appreciate it, and I'm grateful that more people are joining in. I knew this was going to be the case. I know you've got people that are saying, hey, look, I want to be on the team. How can I help and get you the information, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, and you can also donate if they want to help me with the cause as well, Bill. We have so many projects in the works.
CounterCultureMom.com, right?
You got it. CounterCultureMom.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first
of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full